laughter is the best medicine, but the CDC hasn't approved us. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
All right, here's a quick game of which would you rather. Okay, would you rather be the woman from our last story we did just a few minutes ago, the woman who is in the outhouse and there's a bear? The bottom of the outhouse that bites her, pokes her, something.
She's not sure. Could have swiped at her or bit her.
A bad enough wound, it needed treatment.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Or the woman in the UK who gave birth last month, and then when she got home, her boyfriend had ran off with her mom. Mother, yes.
Not even best friend.
No, with mom.
Wow. They'd all been living together during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But they had, this was their second kid together, this 24-year-old woman and her boyfriend. And she gets home from the hospital. The boyfriend's gone. The mom is gone. They're living together.
Okay.
They've been having an affair, obviously.
Okay.
Okay. Well, both of them present lasting traumas.
Uh-huh.
Let's be honest.
Right.
Of course.
Lasting traumas, but the pain goes away with one. I still have to go, my wife ran off with my dad?
See, the thing is...
Jennifer, Rich?
And let's talk about the story.
What are you doing?
They're both a story.
So they both have that going for them.
Mm-hmm.
Which story are you eventually going to be able to laugh about? And how quickly? Because I feel like the bear bite, you can event, you're within... however many days of recovery, you're oh my gosh, listen to this story.
I had the bear with its mouth around my leg.
Right.
So
yes,
I've kind of been
story.
There.
I like
I've
it.
And you've
there.
Gotten a lot of mileage out of that
Absolutely.
Story.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So... but I think I'm good. It's like, can I stay? It's like, you know, it's like blackjack. I'll stay. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hit and take on this other woman's drama.
Well, and also the bear bites you on the butt in the outhouse is something you can tell it apart. That's like I've known you for 10 minutes. Gosh, listen to this story. My boyfriend or husband ran off with my mother while I was giving birth in the hospital. Story.
See,
I think you got to know somebody.
Well, that's a story you would tell at your parties.
Right.
Tammy and Jefferson, what do you say, Tammy?
I'd rather have my butt bitten by the bear.
Okay. All right. And why?
Well, because like you guys said, I mean, that's a story to tell at parties. You know, yeah, it would be traumatic and everything, but I think, you know, having your mom boinking your significant other is a level of betrayal I could do without. I'd rather be at bear's lunch.
Plus, you can't even go on Jerry Springer anymore.
Right.
Exactly, because it's not that different anymore. I mean, it's like, oh, your mom's going to get your boyfriend. Okay, so, you know, what did you eat for breakfast? I mean, yeah, it's nothing really exciting anymore. But
yeah.
Still.
But they could come on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's What Happened?
I could do that. I keep that in mind for... if I ever get my, you know, bit by a bear or my boyfriend runs off with my mother.
That's a commitment we appreciate you keeping. Absolutely.
Yeah, I will.
All right, thanks, Tammy, guys. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Hello, good morning.
No subscription fee, no monthly dues. Star 102.5.